Let me also add my welcome to all of you for being here today for this international conference on religions and human rights. Let me tell you the brief little story of this conference. As mentioned before, this is the first annual conference of the newborn PhD program on human rights, society and multi-level governance, a program that brings together four universities: Western Sydney University, University of Zagreb, Faculty of Law, Pantheon University in Athens, coordinated by the University of Padova. When we decided the theme of the conference and we opened the call for papers, we expected to receive between 20 and 30 paper proposals, given that the topic was relatively new, at least within the sociology of religion. Well, we received more than 80 abstracts, and for organizational reasons, we could only accept half of them, with some understandable displeasure on the part of those who have been rejected. This is to say that we did not know, and when I say we, I mean Adam Possamai, Konstantin Preda, and Sinisha Zrinschak, to whom I address my sincere thanks for their commitment, for the program of the conference as well as for the PhD program. We did not know exactly who and how was studying religions related to human rights, and it was a surprise to find that there was already such a great interest on this issue. As you can easily see by taking a look at the program, the debate on the relationship between religions and human rights is very rich and controversial. The aim of this conference is to take stock of the complex connections between religions and human rights, emphasizing that both definition and the application of these two concepts are influenced by the different social and cultural context within which they are placed. Starting from the geopolitical changes which have involved contemporary society on a global scale, the conference intends to critically evaluate the two main narratives on the topic. On the one hand, religions understood as an element opposing the affirmation of human rights, and on the other, religions considered as agencies facilitating the implementation of human rights. Some questions are quite clear in guiding our research. How do religious tradition and new religious movements approach human rights issues? How do states manage religious traditions diversification? How are human rights and religious rights discourses and practices affected by the social context? How far does religious freedom go? And what about freedom of speech and freedom from religion? We all know how difficult and complex it is to study the process of negotiation between universal rights within a context of local understandings. Quoting Scott Appleby on the ambivalence of the sacred, we can say that the internal pluralism of Christianity, Islam, and other major religious traditions enable religious actors to select and develop theologies and moral precepts that accommodate universal human rights norms and enhance the building of local culture of peace. According to Appleby, the challenge of the next phase of the human rights era will be for religious leaders to identify and enlarge the common ground they share. Religions and human rights, ambivalence and opportunity, or if you prefer, ambivalence as opportunity. If every single religion perceives itself as the exclusive and unique path to truth and salvation, the establishment of the democratic mentality and the freedom of choice of the individual has led to the relativism of all religious monopolies. This has resulted in the fact that different beliefs must relate to others and sometimes compete with others, thus setting off a process of contamination. Our Conference on Human Rights recognizes how religion is at the center of world affairs. Without warning, religion, which was supposed to have been permanently sidelined by secularization, suddenly appeared to be a key to understanding what is happening in the contemporary world. Enzo Pace would say that we live in a world in motion, where people are on the move, as well as their values, their duties, as well as their rights. Understand such rapid and profound change requires new knowledge and new theoretical tools. Getting to know each other is often difficult and filled with tension, misunderstandings, and sometimes real disagreement. At the same time, there is no other solution if we want to build a world that is a common house. This international conference and the joint PhD program on human rights, society, and multi-level governance are our response to the challenges of the world we live in. Before leaving the floor to Sinisha and the speakers of the first plenary session, let me thank those who made this event possible. So I express my gratitude to Professor Marco Mascia. Actually, he took care of everything of the conference, starting from the correction of the proofs of the program up to the choice of the menu. And be sure you will enjoy his tastes. Thank you, Marco, and thank to all the staff of the University Human Rights Center. And thank you again for being here today. Enjoy the conference.